FC Youth started their triple header of cup finals with defeat against Warrington Town. The Neil Thompson Memorial Cup final was played at Moor Lane in Salford and saw the Reds lose 4-1. Two goals each from Warrington's James Daniels and Dylan Glass provided victory, with Rich Smith scoring for FC. The game started rather evenly, with neither side really creating much in the sunshine of Salford. But then Warrington eventually did open the scoring on 24 minutes through a James Daniels free kick. Wide on the left, he managed to beat Andrew Farrimond in the FC goal at his near post.
Free kick to be taken by James Davis on the left-hand side of the penalty box. I think he's going to whip this one in. Here we go. Oh, it's gone through and, oh, it's a goal. And what a... It was a bit of a speculative free kick, to be honest with you. But it's as we highlighted, the wall, a two-man wall, with Howell being the smallest...
Matias Hall, yep. I think he did actually go over Connor's head there, to be fair, but I mean, you don't expect the keeper to beat there. I think
The wall broke up, really. It was like Moses or something.
Warrington then doubled their lead on 39 minutes from a corner. James Daniels again on hand to head him.
The goal, and it's a header from the corner. Is that number five? Tom Corrigan?
Was it?
It had to be the guy I can't pronounce. Well, that was just a standard corner delivered in, and it was a cracking header.
He was marked, and he won it. Unfortunate, really.
But a minute later, FC were back in it through a set piece of their own. A fantastically delivered free kick from Matty Boland was met by Rich Smith on the edge of the 6-yard box to head him.
Matty Boland to take his free kick. He's going to swing this one in, I think. Here it comes. Oh, and it's a goal! Richie Smith there with a header on 40 minutes. FC United back in this game.
Fantastic. That was
fantastic.
Right into the danger area, right into the 6-yard box. Basically a free header.
It's
a set piece game. So we've got to do, win free kicks and it's a goal. Fantastic.
Good delivery as well by Matty Boland.
Fantastic delivery, yeah. Up and down, right into the danger zone, six yard line, right in front here.
Well, it's taken a while, but this game's livening up now.
Into the second half, and FC needed to pick up their game, but it was Warrington that had most of the play. With the half war on, FC were committing more and more men forward, and began to look very vulnerable at the back. This was finally punished by Dylan Glass, who exploited the space and slotted him.
Farriman claims it, but spills it. Oh! And unfortunately, he spills it to their number 10, Dylan Glass, who just really rolls it into the net. And that's Warrington Town 3 now, FC United and Manchester 1. There's a suggestion that Farriman was fouled. I'm not so sure he was. I just think he spilled it. I mean, there was a player in front of him.
I think he spilled it. I don't think we can look to the ref there.
I don't think so either. So that's Dylan Glass there on 75 minutes.
Then in stoppage time, Warrington completed the misery for the Reds. Dylan Glass, again in acres of space, lobbed for him on in goal.
I think this game's going to fizzle out. Callagher should have stepped up there a lot sooner. And Dylan Glass is through, lobs the ball, and it's a goal for Dylan Glass. 4-1 to Warrington Town. Callagher was far too deep there. I'm not sure what he was doing. But Dylan Glass lobs it over Farriman to make it Warrington Town 4, FC United and Manchester 1 with... that was into the 92nd minute here at Moor Lane, and that looks like game, set, a match for Warrington Town. And
it was an excellent finish.
Yeah, it was an excellent finish.
Tempers boiled over after the final whistle to make this a very disappointing day for FC. Warrington did deserve the win. Luckily, that's the last time they'll see Warrington this season, having conceded 10 in 2 games against them. FC still have 2 cup finals to come, so this season could yet be a success. I caught up with youth manager Dave Brown after the game.
Okay, Dave Brown, commiserations 4-1. Played well in parts, what do you make of it?
Disappointing, really. Very disappointed in the way that we've gone about it. We didn't look like we wanted to win enough, and that was basically it. And then afterwards, to react like they do there at the end, throwing punches and getting involved in that is just...
Do you mean the Warrington players there, yeah?
No, I mean, our players. Disgraceful. Not happy at all with that. That's just embarrassing the club, and they ain't having it.
Okay, so does that mean going into the two other finals, you're gonna change things?
Possibly.
Okay. All right, cheers, Dave. Thanks, mate.
Sorry about that.